right, gang, let's do this thing here. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It is Tuesday, January 15th. How the heck you doing? Dave here with your regular radio highlight reel. What did we talk about today? Well, there's a newfound fascination with a certain Toto song that has seen a rebirth in pop culture, and we went all the way to Africa today to see what form it was taking there. We hit the phones, had a big topic today on the show involving your crazy roommate and sharing stories of the horrors they subjected you to. We all shared personal stories and then hit the phones to hear about living situations that you certainly don't want to revisit. Breakfast with the Beatles saw us reaching the end, and seeing as we're a benevolent and sharing bunch here in the radio industry, we figured we would help out the other stations in our area with a brand new format that may take off in the not-too-distant future. Sad FM is what's in store. Let's dive in together. Hope you dig it. It is the Daily Podcast.
So I've got a question for you today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not sure if you know where the Namib Desert is. You know where the Namib Desert is?
Went there last year, but last I forget where
vacation.
It is.
You're
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Africa.
Africa. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. So Steve really knows. He may not be able to play a musical instrument, but he knows his geography.
Is it in Namibia?
I have no idea where.
I'm not sure.
Where it is, but okay. my guess is that might, that's kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds similar.
The Namib Desert would be in Namibia. Well, an artist created a sound installation in the desert. It's okay. In the middle of the desert. He's got six speakers that are hidden, all right, and they're connected to an MP3 player that runs on solar-powered batteries.
All right.
So whenever you're in the area, you hear this sound. What's the MP3 player playing?
Oh, I already know it.
Bieber.
I can't say the answer because I know what it is.
You yeah. know what it is?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Bieber?
It's not
no.
Bieber.
No. You're right. Along the same lines, though, Dave. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Katy Perry.
No, Dave. Where
no.
is...
I'm getting cold.
The Namib Desert.
Where is the Namib Desert?
Oh, is it Savannah?
Actually, that's close. No,
no, no, no. It's
oh,
not
man.
That either. No, no,
all right,
no.
Think about you're down the shore on a Sunday. You might be in Sea Isle City, and there's two guys, and they're playing a certain song that has become a hit. People are now playing it on
this is
potatoes.
A useless clue. This is a useless.
No, it's not because
I
you've
started
seen
out
video
with Springsteen.
Of, you've seen a guy playing it on a video of a potato.
I feel like I'm lost in the desert.
Oh my God.
Of course.
Come on, man.
Yes, Toto's what? Africa.
What and, is with this song?
And I don't know. I don't know. But now, look, you can even hear the wind. Blowing on the desert as this thing's playing off in the background.
Oh. By the way, millennials, it's Toto, not Weezer.
Yes.
It's Toto.
Toto. It's a Toto song.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
A guy in Northern California recently told his roommate that he hit the lottery for $10,000. His roommate steals the ticket, right? Makes up a phony one to give to the guy, mm-hmm. right? And then the guy shows up with the phony one at the lottery office, and they tell him, hey, dude, this is a fake, right? Get out of here with this thing, all right? Now the roommate goes to the lottery, right, to try to cash the ticket in,
right.
And they realize what has happened, and he can't identify himself as the proper person, and he gets busted,
Whoa.
All right? Now, here's two things. One is, obviously, the roommate's a complete dick.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Right? And it wasn't a $10,000 lottery ticket. It was a $10 million lottery ticket.
Wait, you didn't see those extra zeros?
One of them.
Three of them?
Obviously, neither one of them can read numbers.
Wow.
So now the guy's a millionaire. The roommate is facing grand theft charges.
Oh, right? My God.
So the question I have for everybody, and I'm not sure if anybody in the room has a story, but worst roommate you ever had. Worst thing that and I'm not talking about roommates. Oh, he drank my milk. He drank my beer.
Right.
You know, right. You know, oh, she took my sweater. No, not that. I'm talking about, I'll give you an idea. I had a friend in college who hated her roommate so much that she put pinholes in her diaphragm.
Oh. Yeah, that's
messed up.
That's actually, that's really horrible. Like,
really,
that's a horrible
let
human
me correct
being.
That.
I wish bad upon that.
I knew someone in college. I would not put them in the friend category.
Well, I don't think anyone would after that.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But I mean, there's got to be, I don't know if anybody can top this, of forging a lottery ticket. But you know there are people who have lived with some miserable human
beings. And especially if you're getting a roommate off Craigslist or something like that.
Oh,
you
God.
Yeah,
know
in the modern
person.
Day. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I have, if I ever lived with anybody, it was somebody in college or a few friends in college. So I was
known.
Already friends with
right.
them.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was walking in blind.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But a friend can screw you just as
sure,
much.
Sure, right sure. But you kind of have an idea of what you're dealing with versus the Craigslist roommate that you can just randomly get. Mm. Which could be a nightmare.
All right, so speaking of nightmares, what is your roommate nightmare? Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
MGK. The Beatles this morning, you know, when it's coming down to, like, the end, mm-hmm. right? And there always seems to be a debate as to who broke up the Beatles. Some will go with Paul, others will go with John. I think it was George, in all honesty. In 1969, after an argument with John, George walks out of the Beatles, get back recording sessions, and doesn't return for 5 days. Right? When he does come back, George makes it clear that he's fully prepared to quit for good if certain conditions aren't met. I mean, you know, all of the talk about live performances, he wants that to stop. Sessions geared toward, you know, he wants every session to be geared toward an album as an album, not a side project for a film, because they had all that filming going on at that time. The filming could continue as long as all they did was make an album. And when it came right down to it, John, George, and Paul had this to say about making the Let It Be movie.
We couldn't play the game anymore. We couldn't do it anymore. It had come to a point where it was no longer creating magic. And the camera sort of being in the room with us made us aware of that.
In fact, what happened was when we got in there, we showed how the breakup of a group works. We didn't realize that we were actually sort of breaking up, you know, as it was happening.
Just the same as it was before when we were last in the studio. There's a lot of kind of trivia and games that were being played.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
So you guys, you don't have a roommate story? And I should explain to people why I'm asking the roommate story. We came across a news story yesterday after we got off the air about a guy in Northern California. His roommate stole his lottery ticket, made a fake one for the roommate, and they thought the lottery ticket was worth $10,000. When the roommate shows up at the lottery office, they go, hey, it's a fake. It's no good. Now the roommate shows up with the real ticket,
right?
And they go, oh, hang on a second, right? And they ask him to identify, and he uses the roommate's name. And they went, wait, that guy was just here. He gets arrested for grand theft, right? And then the two of them find out that it wasn't a $10,000 lottery ticket. It was a $10 million lottery
Unreal.
Ticket. This guy's got to be the worst roommate on the planet. And we're sort of curious if you have a bad roommate story. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What happened to you?
So it's something my friend did to one of our other friends. So it wasn't something that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He took his the one friend's entire bedroom
mm-hmm.
and took everything outside and remade the bedroom on their deck.
On their deck. Okay.
Bed, Eura, chairs, everything.
Right, redone.
And just left it on the deck.
So more
and left.
Of a prank than really a bad roommate until sure. he had to move everything back.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. If it was summer, I'd be fine with that.
Was it a covered deck?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm showing the picture.
It was a
that was delightful. It's a sunny day.
It was a sunny. Yeah, luckily it was sunny.
Yeah. All right.
I
remember talking to Christopher. What was
Christopher
his
Lloyd? Doc
yeah.
Brown
right,
from
Doc
Back
Brown.
To the
right.
Future.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
He believe it. This sounds so fake, but when I lived in New York, we came home from the bar one night, a bunch of us on a bender.
Right.
We woke up in the morning, and Christopher Lloyd's on our couch. He came back with us. I don't even remember drinking
so
with him.
Weird.
But we
so
were.
Weird.
He came back with us. He ended up living as our temp roommate for the entire weekend. And then we talked to him in an interview
right,
and asked him about
it.
And he confirmed it.
Right. Exactly. So I told you about I'm not going to say friend. Someone I knew in college
uh-huh.
who hated her roommate so much, she put pinholes in her diaphragm.
That is awful.
Right. You know. So I don't think the girl ever got pregnant, as far as I remember. But so do you have one? Did you have the you know the roommate from hell, whatever it might be, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We would like to hear your story Ann Evans, who's in for Cindy, didn't have any roommates other than cats. So
no, and a dog. I mean, I once had a roommate, and she was very stern with my little dog. And every time she was stern with him, he would go and poop in her room.
That's great.
Hey, but a dog.
There's a biscuit for you.
It all comes down to bad roommates. I mean, we've had them. We had the story this morning about this guy in Northern California who told his roommate he hit the lottery for $10,000. He was mistaken. Right. It was $10 million. And his roommate tried to cash the ticket in and left him with a fake one. So we've all had horrible roommates. And let's start off with Saeed here and see how his roommate was. Saeed.
Yes?
So, Saeed, tell me. What is your roommate horror story?
We are living in dorm, four students.
Right.
And we applied for our social security card.
Okay.
And 3-4 months gone by, never I received a receipt. Then we find out one of our roommates stole everybody's card. And next semester he left. We could never find him.
Oh, wow. Russian?
Then years later, we contacted him. And he says, oh, we're sorry. I might have somewhere. I'll give it to you. But we never get our card back.
Oh, man.
We reapply again, so we are fine. But he stole it for some other reason. I don't know why.
Oh, God. Did anybody report him? Did he go to jail? Anything like that?
No, we never prosecuted. We're in college. You just, you know, young, 18, 19 years old. So
how,
we never go
how did he? How did he have access to them?
He was living with us in a dorm, and mail came in, and he was going through the mail.
Wow.
He got it.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's like early analog phishing.
I'm telling you.
I know. He was, you know, criminal-minded, I guess.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Had to be Russian. Nowadays, I just blame everything on the Russians. Susan?
Yes.
What is your roommate horror story?
So I come home from a night out with some friends, meet my roommate's boyfriend in the parking lot. We go to walk into my apartment together. My roommate is naked, sitting wrapped in saran wrap, with holding out a beer for her boyfriend. And he just yells, Gail, Susan's here. And she gets up and waddles away in her yellow saran wrap. And the next day she said, but the saran wrap was, it was Easter color. Didn't you love it? And I'm like, well, not so much.
Chris, what about yourself?
Well, I had a roommate back in college. It was the first roommate of a semester. He came home drunk one night and couldn't make it to the bathroom. So he decided to pee on the floor in front of our dresser. But the thing is, I got revenge on him a couple nights later when he wanted to come home through the window since we were on the ground floor. I locked the window, and he was left out in the pouring rain. So I got one over on him for that one.
All right, so one way or the other, someone was getting wet. All right, Steven.
I was actually two guys that worked for us. We used to travel for work, and they couldn't stand each other. They would always get in fist fights at work and on the and then the apartment they shared. Well, the one...
Wait a second. Hang on a second. They not only hated each other at work, they shared an apartment and hated each other at home?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So one roommate would always prep the coffee maker the night before, and the other one, he would take his dirty socks from that day, and he'd take the coffee grounds out, put them in his dirty socks, put it back in the coffee maker. So when the one guy got up in the morning, he got his coffee, but he got a little surprise.
Oh, God. You know.
Well, we experience it here on a daily basis at the radio station. In fact, our coffee sucks.
Today we have a nice bunion blend.
And now you know why I don't drink coffee at work.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
There's something we want to talk about. It's kind of on a serious note, and it has to do with this business that we are in and that hopefully you're enjoying in your car or at home or at work, wherever you might be at this moment in time. And it's radio, folks. And, you know, I am proud to say that I work at a radio station that has been doing the same thing for 30, 40 years now. I mean, it has always been a classic station. One time it was classic hits, and then we just went, no, beyond that, and we became classic rock. But it's always been classics.
Sure.
All right. Take XTU, our sister station, right? Came on the air as a country station.
Sure. Still
has always
station.
Been a country station.
Yep.
MMR, of course, 50 years as a rocker in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, always doing the same thing. And every time you turn around, there's another ad on TV or another news announcement about some radio station who's going to have me. Oh, we're going to be doing the Bob format.
Sure, you know, and it's the nature of the beast.
Right. You know, it's just such crap. And it really is such crap.
Yeah. So the nature is that things will turn over, and fact that 30 years here, 50 years upstairs, 30 years next door with XTU.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't happen, and it's something to be proud of.
Right.
It's
something special for sure.
It is. You know, and I think part of it is that too many radio companies, they're all going after the same people the same way. Yeah. I mean, like, how many girly rock stations do we possibly need?
And how many times can they fail?
Right.
And then you try to bring it back.
Exactly.
We should do something about it.
Well, we're going to do something about that, because I've been working on this for a while, and I put together a presentation piece for what I believe is going to be the next great big format. And I think one of, you know, we don't need to do it here.
Right.
At Beasley.
We don't want to be selfish.
We don't need to do it at Beasley. I mean, all of our stations are just kicking ass, right? But there are other companies in the marketplace who just aren't doing as good. Every time you read a story about iHeartRadio, it's about how they're going out of business, right? You know, so they need something new. They need something fresh. And we're not going to change.
Sure.
You know, MMR is not going to change. STU is not going to change. But someone out there might be looking for the next big idea, and I think we came up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, let us present to you Sad FM.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time. Home of the super sad workday, always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Kelly's sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home.
Cause everybody hurts.
And go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.